Who is eschatology?
Well, the name eschatology, it formed from the idea that, you know, that we all live and breathe and then we pass on. So that's the origin being like the end of all things. So I found that, you know, my struggles with anxiety throughout my life had me questioning a lot about existence. And, you know, I found relief in a God, but I also felt that, you know, there was more out there. So I felt penning down something about my thoughts helped relieve some of that questioning. It gave me an outlook. You know, I've always been moved by music. As a kid, I remember recording a video hits through a tape deck that I'd replay. You know, I'd just listen to music all day. So it was good to have that identity as eschatology to speak out about my doubts and that. You know, my struggles with, like, confidence, and it was like an outlet to have my voice being put out there.
Lovely. So when you write your lyrics, what's your process of going through? Is it through stories that you see, or is it real life?
Yeah, well, like the previous reality concept, like all my sort of four albums, I had like a concept of reality of, you know, what we all see, what we all go through. It's basically, when I write, it's, you know, the process is how I see the world and how others may see the world. So I dig deep into, you know, the lives of not only myself but others, as well as history, you know, to find the stories I need to talk on. It also helps me to, you know, release some internal feelings. So then, you know, I'll just write down a few lines. Sometimes if I've got, like, the real high energy, I'll end up writing a full track. Then I'll look for the instrumental. Might have one already there, one that will, you know, fit well with the topic that I'm speaking on. And then I'll probably start looking for a chorus to put there as well, something that goes well with the vibe of the story that I'm telling.
Are you the only musical person in your family?
Yeah, I am, actually. Like, in the immediate family, yeah, I'm the only one that does any sort of music-related stuff. But yeah, I remember as a kid, like, when I first sort of, well, I guess when I first found out that I could record stuff, I was about 7 or 8, and Mum had like a was sitting down, and she told me, you know, that I could record my voice, and I was like, you know, sort of blown away. So I recorded some stuff on a tape, and I was like, oh wow,
that's very old school.
yeah, that's it. Well, that's how, you know, back in the day that I sort of started out when I was like, you know, maybe 16 or something. It was just like a tape deck where it was a buster tape deck that I had, and I had a hammer that sort of would hold the tape in when we hit record, and, you know, just me and some mates just, you know, do some freestyling and record on that.
You have numerous topics for your lyrics. So what do you feel you're most connected to when you write your music?
Well, I reckon maybe the political issues, you know, having like the anxiety and that I struggle to express a lot of the time. So having that alter eschatology gives me that voice to say how I feel. You know, many people have like opinions on that, but when I record, you know, it's my time to sort of, you know, tell my story, and, you know, everyone can sort of have an opinion when they hear it. But, you know, at that moment of time, I get to sort of express how I, you know, feel on certain subjects.
So your music, what are you striving for in the music industry?
Just to, you know, to get it out there, just to strive to, you know, release something that, you know, people can listen to and relate, and, you know, help to be like a pick-me-up. You know, like, I try to turn a lot of the negative sort of thinking into the positives, like telling negative stories, but also pushing a positive message there as well to, you know, people to listen, and they're like, oh, yep, I can relate to that. Sort of be that person that they can hear and see, you know, I'm going through this now, but, you know, it doesn't, you know, there's other people out there going through the same stuff.
Very inspiring. So what are your thoughts on racism in hip-hop?
Well, I'd say it doesn't belong in hip-hop. You know, founded on black history. You know, there's many, like, white rappers that, you know, are out there nowadays. I guess there's no path for racism. I remember probably 7, 8 years ago when I first wrote my first real political sort of track about colonisation. A friend of mine showed it to another friend, and they were like, oh, you know, that sounds pretty racist. And then, you know, it's like, you know, how can it be racist? You know, can the oppressed be racist?
So you've supported a lot of artists over the years. How was the exhibit support?
The exhibit support, yeah, that was in 2011. Yeah, that was teed up through a friend of a friend, so that was pretty cool. Didn't actually get to meet him, but it was, you know, all the same to be able to share a stage with someone that's got like a, you know, an international name. It, it was really, really a great, you know, kickstart. Yeah, I've also, not last year, the year before, supported Cormega. So he's from New York, done a lot of stuff with, you know, like Mobb Deep and them. Got to meet him, he was pretty relaxed. He actually brought all the supports up on stage while he was rapping, so, yeah, that was very, very good.
What would you say to any aspiring hip-hop artists out there?
I'd say just keep doing it. You know, you hear a lot of stories about people that, you know, writing and then after a year no one's sort of picking up on them and no one, they think no one's listening. So after a year they give up. You know, you just got to keep sort of going. I think it's been about 10 plus years for me and I'm still, you know, trying to make a name.
Thank you so much for your time today, Eschatology.
Thanks for having me.